Discerning Lies from Truth, written by Kia Stevens and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Genesis 3, verses 4 and 5. "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." There are lies that immediately sound like lies, and then there are those that closely resemble the truth. In those instances, we have to be able to exercise discernment. This is the only way to identify falsehood and refute it with the truth of God's word. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 16, the Lord commanded Adam, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." Here we see God gave Adam a clear command. God explained why he gave the command, and he took the time to point out all of the alternative options in the garden that Adam could have chosen instead. From a parenting standpoint, God clearly created boundaries and parameters for Adam and Eve to follow. Unfortunately, the breakdown in communication occurred when Satan, in a cunning and sly way, deceived Eve into believing what God said was not true. This is a lesson for all of us. When thoughts come to us, we should measure their authenticity against God's word. We have the luxury of having God's word as close as our nearest device if we choose to. All we need to do is read it. Eve, on the other hand, had to rely on her memory, and it proved to be an insufficient match for the serpent. "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The serpent told a lie. No, Eve would not die an immediate physical death, but she would eventually die. The devil knew this when he approached her. He also knew that she would die a spiritual death as well. The serpent did not explain this to Eve because had he done so, the decision of whether or not to obey God would have been an easier no. When we are tempted to disobey God, we too need to weigh all the possible consequences of our actions. What may seem like an okay or harmless decision could have lasting repercussions. The serpent sweetened his scheme by tempting Eve with the possibility of becoming like God. He appealed to a secret desire in her heart to be all-knowing. Once our desires are involved, resisting lies becomes that much more difficult. We must discern whether opportunities that are placed before us come from God or are traps set by the enemy. The only way to do this is to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. In doing so, we can readily recognize when an opportunity is rooted in lies or founded on truth.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.